in gratitude for the great gifts that God gives us, weakens our abilities by which to do great things for the Lord. There's so much that can be unpacked in regards to today's gospel. But first we have to recognize that this is a wedding feast put on by the king for his son. And there's a couple of things that are kind of shocking. First off, that servants are sent from the king's house to invite people to this banquet. And the response is, no. So just imagine, the queen herself of England is inviting you to a wedding feast. And your response is, no, thank you. That's shocking. Secondly, that those receiving a wedding invitation would kill those who are being sent. I don't know about you, but that's pretty shocking. And then third, who has ever thought of destroying the house or even the person of whom they've invited to a wedding and didn't respond? It's pretty shocking. Why was this the response that Jesus is wanting us to see? Because it's not just any banquet. It's not just any wedding. It is the wedding feast of the Lamb. It is eternal life. It is in that very banquet that God clothes us with true justice, righteousness. And it is, when rejected, the greatest of offenses. What are those invitations to the wedding feast of which we have rejected? Before we get into that, let us just think about the fact that we are invited to not just any wedding feast, and it's not even just the wedding feast of a king, but it is the ultimate one, wherein Christ is both the one hosting, he's inviting us into his very heart, but he is also the one who is being emulated. He is the one who is being sacrificed. He is the one who takes away the sins of the world and clothes us in righteousness. He pours his very spirit into our very lives by us coming and participating in that banquet. So first and foremost, when the servants went out and the response was, no, thank you, how often does the Lord invite us into his heart, into the spiritual life, and we just show him ingratitude? We just say, no, thank you. But the beauty of this is God doesn't quit. He continues to persist. And so he sends another group After his first invitation, of which was verbally rejected, he sends another invitation, other servants. And some of the response to those invitations was, now I've got a farm. I've got some stuff that I've just purchased. I'm going to go spend my time with that. The Lord is inviting us into a spiritual life, a spiritual relationship with Him. But instead, we'd rather watch Netflix or scroll through social media or whatever it might be. We're preoccupied with other things, or we're going through our day and we get that prompting of the Holy Spirit that we should say a quick prayer. But instead, we think, oh, but the dishes has got to get done. House has got to get cleaned. This report's got to get written. But then the Lord, there's a third response, and that is, let us destroy the servants. Let us destroy those who are inviting us on behalf of the King. And so we have to ask ourselves, how many times does the Lord invite us into the banquet of the spiritual life, where we can sit and cherish in deep gratitude all that He is doing and has done and will do for us, that the Lord invites us? And you can see the degradation of the response. First is just a simple no. Two, I'm preoccupied. And third, leave me the heck alone or I will do something to you. And then we start forming almost a judgment or a contract of sorts against the invitation. We can do this on many different levels. We can do this in regards to the invitation to a much deeper spiritual life. We can do this on a level of loving our neighbor. The Lord gives us opportunities to love our neighbor, but we either say no, or we say, I've got other things to focus on, or straight up, no. I will destroy any mention of it. And the third, I would say, is self-respect. A proper love of self. We don't take care of ourselves properly. We know that we should. We've been invited over and over again. And each of those things, ourself, our neighbor, spiritual life, requires self-sacrifice and discipline. And those are God's invitations to us. But we outright reject them. And by doing so, we miss out on coming into the wedding feast. We miss out on the opportunity for the Lord to speak to us in a beautiful, profound way and bestow His grace in abundance into our lives. You know what's amazing? The King still doesn't stop. After we've rejected Him on three different levels of the interior, He says, I'm going to find you in places you don't expect me to find you. Out on the streets, in the bushes, wherever it is, I am going to come and I'm going to seek you out. And I hope you will respond to me then. So this is just an example. The Lord invites us to a healthy way of life. Exercise, good eating habits, all these things. And we keep rejecting it over and over and over again. Finally, it gets to the point where we are seriously at death's door. A major health risk. I would call that the last chance. The Lord is going out to the edges, the highways, the crossroads, and he's saying, will you respond to me now? I've been inviting you. And you've said no over and over and over again. But now I'm inviting one last time. Will you at least give me your yes, even if physically you can't come back from this? That's just an example. But there are many different ways in which our lack of knowing God's goodness, the lack of gratitude, of sitting and meditating upon the goodness of that banquet, prevents us from picking up those crosses, saying yes to those invitations to grow in that spiritual life, to grow in our love of neighbor, to grow in a proper, healthy love of self. And when the man is cast out because he did not have his wedding garment on, it's because he was not clothed in righteousness. And so the Lord invites us here and now to the banquet, wherein he takes on our sins and he clothes us with his mercy, with his forgiveness, with his love, with hopefully clarity of mind and heart to know what those things are that he is calling us to respond to. And he pours out his Holy Spirit upon us and begins to clothe us in the wedding garment of the Lamb.